Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I. Richard Rodgers wrote the music for Broadway's Golden Age. Lyricist Oscar Hammerstein was Rodgers' longtime collaborator on those musicals. Before that, Lorenz Hart wrote the words. The centennial of Richard Rodgers' birth comes in June. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says the party's already started with a TV documentary, new CDs, and a new biography.
Richard Rodgers was a bright, middle-class New York boy who composed his first Broadway song when he was 17. At 23, he had his first hit song and his first hit show at age 25. Biographer Meryl Seacrest says Richard Rodgers was a darling of the 1920s.
He was one of those charming children who bounced around and did all kinds of hula hoops through life in those days and drank too much and smoked too much and had wonderful hair and wonderful teeth and wonderful eyes. I mean, he was the charmer of the decade.
In his almost 25-year collaboration with lyricist Lorenz Hart, Rodgers wrote Blue Moon, My Funny Valentine, My Heart Stood Still, and these.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo.
Speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late.
By 1943, Richard Rodgers was barely speaking to that collaborator.
I know, yes.
Because?
Larry Hart had been an alcoholic since he was about 25, and his bouts were getting longer and longer.
And Roger just couldn't stand having to chase him, try to pin him down.
Rogers himself,
such a disciplined man,
well,
always showing up on time, doing the
right
job. Yeah. And Rogers finds a new partner, a new collaborator, Oscar Hammerstein, and together they arrive at the night of March 31st, 1943. This is the night on which Oklahoma opens. What was that day like for Richard Rodgers?
I think it was probably the most extraordinary day of his life. They really were overwhelmed by the electricity of the response. You know, Richard Rodgers was always saying, I can feel it in the back of my neck. Oscar Hammerstein was saying it was as if 1,000 suns suddenly lit up. They were just knocked over.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Meryl Seacrest, what was it about Oklahoma that made it such a hit?
This was the moment at which America entered the war, and this was the moment at which people were really starting to say, what is it that makes this a country? And looking at the marvelous story of this prairie land that was turned into a state.
Rock, Oklahoma, where the wind comes slipping down the plain. Oklahoma, where the waving wheat is sure smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
And you had this succession of wonderful tunes, funny tunes, sad tunes, thoughtful tunes, poetic tunes, reassuring, rousing tunes, things that said, we're going to make it.
With Lorenz Hart, Richard Rodgers produced hit songs. With Oscar Hammerstein, he made shows in which almost every song was a hit.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say.
tonight. I've been in love like you. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Let's talk some about this man now, his personality. He was alcoholic, he was depressed, he had nervous breakdowns.
Yeah, he's a womanizer too, you know.
And silent and a loner and a distant parent, you tell us.
Yeah. I think he was much, much easier to deal with in work. If you were working with him, you had the very best.
That's when he was happiest, clearly.
He was so happy.
Yeah. I must ask you, though, Meryl Seacrest, why? Here's a man who's given us such beauty, such happiness through the music that he composed. Why do we need to know all this about him? Does it make his work, the music he wrote, any less wonderful?
Oh, no. In fact, I think it makes it all the more poignant.
Sad, funny, optimistic, romantic, the music of Richard Rodgers. He wrote more than 900 songs and more than 70 Broadway shows. Meryl Seacrest's biography, Somewhere for Me, anticipates the centennial in June of the composer's birth. Richard Rodgers died in 1979 at the age of 77. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.